Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Letitia Long, Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Tish, what are some of your other key goals for the agency over the next year and your long-term goals for the tenure at the agency?
A couple of other goals that I have in the near term are to continue to work with our national and international partners. And I haven't really said much about our international partners, but we have many relationships where we burden share or look for areas where we can opportunity share across some of our common national security issues. Another near-term goal is to continue working towards the open IT environment so that we have truly an efficient operating model. I would say in the longer term, I'm really looking to ensure we have a balance between operational and strategic issues. That's a constant balancing act, if you will, to ensure that we are putting enough emphasis on the strategic. I mean, the operational day-to-day is of utmost importance, but if we're not focused on the strategic, we won't be able to do that day-to-day. And then I guess I'd just say in closing, I certainly want to leave the agency in a better place than it was when I walked through the door. And I think we've got a number of initiatives underway that'll help see that through.
And one of the ways to do that is to make sure you have a well-trained, technical, and highly skilled workforce. What are you doing in the areas to cultivate that?
We hire continually. So even in an era of declining resources, one of the things that I want to ensure that we are able to do is continue to hire. We don't want to repeat the mistakes of the 90s after the Cold War, and we stopped hiring for almost a decade. We want to manage our attrition and be able to continue to hire. And we hire through as many venues as possible, whether it's a virtual career fair, an in-person career fair, online applications, word of mouth. We are constantly looking for a very broad set of skills. So it's a very diverse skill set that we would hire. Anyone with skills from mathematics to engineering, history, political science, international relations, geography, geology, anthropology, economy, statistics. It's a broad array of skills that we're looking for.
So as you think about the future, and in particular, there's a constant struggle to achieve proper balance between meeting the demands of today's mission and anticipating what you're going to need for tomorrow. To that end, what future technologies do you see as important to NGA in the coming years?
There are an array of technologies that are important that we are investing in now, and I would think we will continue to invest in. How we deal with large amounts of data, how we ingest it, how we store it, how we analyze it. So analytic tools. I talked about how we store it, how we decide what to store, as well as how we store it. So storage technologies, content management, how we manage all of that information, knowledge management, how we transfer knowledge from one individual to another. Advanced sensors and phenomenologies. Not so much the development of those sensors, because we don't typically develop sensors, but we specify the requirements that those sensors need to fulfill. And then how do we analyze that information? How do we tease knowledge out of all of that information? So investing there on how to work with the new phenomenologies. I think that probably about covers the spectrum of what we're working.
So, Tish, what advice would you give someone who's considering a career in public service?
I would say do it. It is an extremely rewarding career and just an outstanding opportunity to be able to serve our country, knowing that what you are doing every single day is making a difference. It's making a difference for our military forces. It's making a difference for our first responders, for our policymakers. We're saving lives. I mean, what we do actually saves lives. And we get that feedback almost every day from our mission partners who understand and appreciate what it is we're doing. So it's an extremely rewarding career. You get that immediate feedback and that immediate gratification, knowing what you're doing is making a difference in the security of our nation.
That's a wonderful perspective. This has been a great conversation. I want to thank you for your time today. But more importantly, I'd like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you very much, Michael. And if I might add, I did talk about the diverse skill set that we are always looking for at NGA. I would encourage your listeners to visit our website at www.nga.mil or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. We are out there. It's a great agency with a great mission.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Letitia Long, Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.